What we have is a situation where Iceland, where they had a referendum on Saturday of last week, a referendum just about whether they should enter into discussions to join the EU or not, not to join it in itself. And as part of that arrangement, it was reported in the media, in the international media, that the European Commission was prepared to cut a special deal or bend the rules under the Common Fisheries Policy to entice Iceland in as part of an overall package. This is something that underlines the problem we have with the CFP in that it's not fit for purpose, and it certainly doesn't suit island communities such as Ireland or indeed Iceland.
And I suppose the argument is that they're... Iceland is in a similar position to Ireland in that there's uniqueness around the fishing industry, and you know, I suppose yourselves will be thinking, well, if the rules can be amended or made better to suit the needs of Iceland, why can't that be the case here?
Precisely. I mean, we just can't have a situation where we have one set of rules for Iceland, a nation that has a population of less than 400,000. And a different set of rules for European member states, and particularly for Ireland, that's dependent, our communities are very dependent on our fishing activities. We can't have that. We have to have a level playing field, and one set of rules fits all.
What are you calling for now going forward?
Well, I mean, we've had time to reflect on the situation in relation to the Icelandic access negotiations. It's opened our eyes to what can be done, how the Commission is prepared to bend the rules if needs be to entice another member third country to become a member state. We need to move forward. We still need to press for a review of the Common Fisheries Policy. We need the government to deliver, particularly on the task force that was set up in March of this year, to put the necessary measures in place to develop the sector and to underpin it. So we need that published really, really quickly. And we need still to make sure that Europe negotiates fair deals with Iceland, Norway and Faroes as part of the sharing of our stocks, stocks such as mackerel and blue whiting that are very important to us.
There'll be people listening to this and will think, well, maybe it is time for Ireland to consider again leaving the EU. Is that something that you think that the IFPO would support?
Well, it's something that can be considered. Certainly, the European project has failed us. We saw that last year where our historical entitlements under Hague preferences dating back to 1979 were defaulted upon by Europe just in response to a blocking minority of four member states. We need a fairer deal. We are a small member of the European Union, but we can see if you're prepared to hold firm, just as Iceland did, a small island nation of 400,000 people, what can be achieved?